Diane Dunn was out one night, picking up some of her mother's medications at Walmart when she got a phone call. Her test results were in, and she had cancer.
And there I'm sitting at this stop sign, and I'm gripping my steering wheel, and I'm going, "Dear Lord in heaven, can I get across the street?" Well, my legs actually lift and put my foot on the accelerator. And, you know, of course, the buildings across the street just kind of disappeared, and I was sitting and staring at this steering wheel. And I thought, you know what? Take it one day at a time. Just take it one day at a time.
I met with Diane, a former nurse at her home in Waco. It's here with the sound of water softly tinkling in the kitchen that she takes care of her mother. In 2010, her mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she had to leave her job at a nursing home to care for her mother full time. At 64, she was only 1 year away from qualifying for Medicare and thought to herself, what could go wrong in a year?
Surely I can go for a year without breaking my leg or, you know, coming down with something. And, you know, that the day I found that lump, it was kind of like gut punched. I didn't make the year.
While doing a self-breast exam, Diane found a pecan-sized lump in her breast. A week later, it was nearly the size of a golf ball. She knew she needed a mammogram, but like one in four Texans, she didn't have health insurance. No insurance meant no doctor, and no doctor meant she couldn't get a mammogram. Michelle Wilson, the supervisor of the breast center at Hillcrest Baptist Medical Center in Waco.
And if you don't have a doctor, we can't see you. You have to have a doctor for us to send the report to, somebody to follow up your care if indeed we do get a positive diagnosis. You know, you're going to need a doctor in place. So a lot of the women can schedule their own screening mammogram, but you still have to have a doctor for us to send the results to. A lot of low-income women don't have a physician. And so that gets them into that, you know, kind of cycle where they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. But there are, and you can try Planned Parenthood in Waco, Family Practice Clinics. Both of those places offer a voucher system where they'll establish you with a physician, and then you can come in and get the screening mammogram on their voucher program.
And that's what Diane did. She went to Planned Parenthood for a clinical breast exam where it was determined she did need a mammogram. Without financial assistance, a mammogram alone cost $300 to $400. Diane, who only had $400 in savings, began to worry less about cancer and more about how she would even afford treatment. That's when she spoke to the follow-up specialist at Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, who put her fears at rest.
First thing she said was, don't stress. I have your back. We're going to take you hand in hand and get you through this. She said, I don't want you to worry. So she sent me over to the women's clinic to have a mammogram. She sent me with a piece of paper. He said, we're going to pay for this. Because my biggest fear was I'm going to take money from the household accounts and mother's care. How can I keep doing that? Because it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
The follow-up specialist was Lisa Moreno. I spoke with her at Planned Parenthood's health center in Waco, and she said she sees many patients like Diane who would struggle to afford even basic screening services.
Do you see a significant need in this area for low cost or free access to cancer treatment, especially around breast cancer?
Yes, a very big need. And they have no way of paying for just a simple screening.
At Hillcrest Breast Center, Wilson has seen a similar trend over the last few years.
Amongst your patients, do you have a sense of how many are coming in who would struggle to afford services?
In the last couple of years, more and more, honestly, with our job rates being where they are, you know, unemployment, women lose insurance, a screening mammogram is not something most people are going to pay for out of pocket. Whenever you're low on income, you're going to pay for groceries and your utilities and stuff like that you've got to have. So we have really seen a decrease in numbers lately and more women that are in need.
According to the Texas Department of State Health Services, the most common cancer amongst women in Texas is breast cancer. And if it's detected early enough and still confined to the breast, there's about a 99% survival rate. How early breast cancer is detected also impacts how much treatment will ultimately cost, says Wilson.
It can be as cheap as $30,000 if we catch it, you know, very quickly and they just have a lumpectomy, and it can range up to well over $100,000 if not. That's why it's important to do it every year, you know, where we can hopefully catch it as soon as possible when it's treated more easily.
Hospitals like Hillcrest and Providence will work with patients to reduce the cost of treatment as much as 40 or 50% for those who are eligible. But for people with low incomes who just can't afford it, there's another option, Medicaid for breast and cervical cancer. To apply for the program, which covers the entire cost of treatment, people have to go to a breast and cervical cancer services or BCCS provider. In Waco, Planned Parenthood is the only place where women can apply for the program. In fact, the center here serves a total of 12 counties. For Diane, qualifying for this program not only allowed her to survive breast cancer, it also gave her a chance to continue to live an independent and financially stable life.
I'm here where I'm at, a year and a half later, where I didn't expect to be. I'm still taking care of my mom, still taking care of my cats, and I still have my home, you know. I wasn't forced to give it up, sell, and maybe move in with one of my four brothers. Lord help me. But, you know, I'm independent still, and my goals are possible.
After chemotherapy, radiation, and a double mastectomy, Diane is cancer-free. In the second part of this series on breast cancer, Diane reflects on how treatment changed her body and also how she sees herself as a woman. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.